the blood that found me. The blood that set me free. I'm free, I'm free.
His blood renews and redeems broken pieces, everything. All is not lost. He paid the cost. His blood for our souls. Now we are
that flow that makes me white as snow. No fount I know, nothing but the blood. Love was in the blood, nothing but the blood of Jesus. It restores me, it redeems me, it revives me. The blood, it sustains me, it heals me, it lifts me. The blood,
it restores
me,
it redeems me. It revives me.
Yeah.
The blood, it sustains me. It heals me.
It lifts me.
Oh,
the blood,
it restores me. It redeems
me.
Minutes after 8 a.m. this Sunday morning, Easter Sunday on CKUT 90.3 FM. That was Gene Hoskins' Blood Love off of Jennifer's powerful, powerful playlist. Coming up in a few short minutes are two titans from Africa, Nathaniel Bassi, Ada He with So Good, and our song of the day called Easter, Travis Green, Todd Delaney. But here first, Bishop Cortez Vaughn with I'm Why on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Without limits, grace without end, freely you've given an offering. Your grace all sufficient, your mercy's brand new, bright and refreshing like the morning dew.
Pin it on me,
and you let me know that.
I'm the reason why.
I'm the reason why.
I'm the reason why.
I'm the reason why. Listen. Humanity had fallen. Our souls were all denied. Then came the cross, and you gave your life. All those who were lost are now able to be found, and freedom is here, we're no longer bound.
You did it all
for me, and you let me know that.
Soul and spirit, we go extra, extra. Here's a new track that's
fire.
On CKUT 90.3 FM.
Been so good.
Presents our song of the day.
So many charges, I wasn't dead or fine by head. Couldn't afford it, but someone paid for it instead. Took a while to recognize that what I owe did not exist no more. What I could not pay, he had owed for me. He took the bill and the receipt is signed in blood. Standing in the mess, oh my God, that I could not rectify all our vows.
20 minutes after the hour, you're listening to Mind, Soul, and Spirit on CKUT 90.3 FM Easter, featuring Travis Green, Todd Delaney. We'd be remiss if we didn't thank you, our listeners, this morning, because in the midst of COVID, with little to no communication with our local listeners, our people stepped up and answered the call. 2021, our 31st year on the air, Mind, Soul, and Spirit recorded its highest funding drive total at over $3,300. So for now, I'll say thank you, thank you, thank you. A little later, I'm going to acknowledge each and every donor and pledger. But first, here's music featuring Limo Blaze, The Truth, on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Chasing mine, I don't sleep now. But so far, it didn't come around. So far, it didn't come around. When every day, man, I've been working hard for the payment. So I don't understand how it works now. God, please show me the way now. Yeah, yeah. Cause I don't tire. Daddy, I don't tire. Mommy, I don't tire. I can't wait no longer. I don't tire. Daddy, I don't tire. No longer. So
still here. Show me a brighter day. Take all my tears away. Take all the pains away. Oluwachi, I'm still here. Show me a brighter day. Take all my tears away. Take all the pains away.
Oluwachi, I love you.
This is my song. They say go hard or go home. The moment I think I'm getting ahead, it's like, how many times can I take a loss? His stroke of the pen is so genius, right in my script. A pity party, I've been invited to quit. If anybody is getting tired of this, I've been at the bottom, but he provided the strength. It's like, ashes, boys, beauty from ashes. Born for adversity, getting booed from the rafters. Power from the most high, strength and new from the master. Hecklers on the sideline, I refuse to go backwards. Confident to know that he got a plan for my life. Coming through the darkness, I'd rather stand than the light. I would never quit and give up, my stamina's tight. Raising up the standard, I gotta stay and fight. Go.
But if I get a dose of the blessing, if I get rich and famous, I promise to treat everyone right. I'll never look down on a fellow man that ain't right. If I get a dose of the blessing, if I get rich and famous, I will still serve God and I go bless my life. So Oluwachi, my story. Show me a brighter day. Take all my tears away. Take all the sprains away. Oluwachi, my story. Show me a brighter day. Take all my tears away. Take all my pains away.
Oluwachi, my story.
Everything's gonna be your pride. I had up but I failed out. Struggled but I made it here so long. I broke but I rebound. I ain't worried about it, I'm good now. I had up but I failed out. Struggled but I made it here so long. I broke but I rebound. I ain't worried about it, I'm good now.
You're listening to Mind, Soul, and Spirit on CKUT 90.3 FM. That was Doe with Good Now. Yeah, we caught a break there, but hey, the music kept us tight right up until 8:26. Jen, what do you got for us?
Here's what I got. I got a video from a friend of mine, from a friend of ours, actually, that depicted a song and an artist that was very graphically, I would say, disturbing. The video is of an artist by the name of Lil Nas X, I knew nothing about him until this past week. Now, we had different reactions to the video. You were looking more at the production value. I was looking at the story. And I think on the eve of Easter, which is when the video kind of came out, it was quite disturbing. So I'll go into the video just a little bit. It basically covers from the Garden of Eden until Armageddon. And throughout the video, the artist depicts himself as both the good and the evil in CGI form. Now, I'm not gonna go into what's disturbing about it. You can just type in Lil Nas X and you will find how CNN and different people portray it. Christopher, I'll let you give your opinion first.
It is an interesting video, and it's interesting not only for its production value, but as I was mentioning to Sophia, to somebody I was talking with, it is the first time that I can recall a popular black recording artist having or somehow having ties with a satanic image, a satanic
reference.
Yeah, because back in the 80s, you know, there was Ozzy Osbourne, there were these hard metal rock artists, but to think of a hip-hop artist now.
My sister and I actually had this conversation, and people seem to forget 666 Mafia. Oh, you forget about them? So 666 Mafia, Bone Thugs and Harmony. Bone Thugs and Harmony would say that you had to like take the album cover and read it to yourself backwards in a mirror. Mm. And they were very open about their purported relationship with Satanism. Now, we never know when artists are doing that, if they are trying to create a persona or if this is actual belief.
Right.
Myself, I did go and research Lil Nas X. By the way, the name of the song is Call Me By Your Name. And I don't know whose name he's talking about. I don't think it's the name of the Lord. So I went and I did a little bit of research, and I found a very interesting article on CNN, which talked about the level of hurt that a black man who comes out of the closet in an African-American church can be subject to. And so I took that approach in looking at Lil Nas X, because there seemed to be something very visceral about the depictions in the video, because it all had to do with this idea of sin. He started with the original sin, and then he had another version of sin, and he ended it with him and the devil in another version of sin. Capping it off, by the way, with taking the devil's throne. So it's not a very, you know, it's not PG-13. It's rated R or NC-17. But here's the deal. If he is a young man, He's only 21 years old. Oh, and by the way, just to add insult to injury, he bought 666 pairs of Nike sneakers, gave it to a marketing company, and they retooled the sneaker by adding one drop of human blood to each pair of sneakers, putting a pentagram on the lip of the sneaker. Yes. They all sold out within hours of him putting it online. Nike did sue, and they won because they had no affiliation with the production of the sneaker. Lil Nas X just bought the sneakers. So Nike really had to put it out there. We are not Satanists. This is not us. Now, I'm going to go back to Lil Nas X and what I feel is maybe a statement of rebellion or a statement of hurt. If, as a spiritual community, this is how we are pushing out our young people, then we need to maybe re-examine how we show love to those who are different. Because I don't think that any church pastor, any church mother, any deacon, any brother, sister, layperson would want to be responsible for pushing someone so far out of the boundaries of the church that that person would now consider themselves to be an avid Satanist.
And that about sums up our thoughts on Lil Nas X. We're going to go right back into some music, getting ready for Michelle Adams to arrive before we shut this production down. But first, Joshua Ali, Blessed Messenger, and Jazzy with Charge Up on CKUT 90.3 FM.
It have a vibe in the air right now. Everybody want Jesus. Yes, it have a vibe in the air right now. Everybody want Jesus.
No better way to start your Sunday
than with Mind, Soul, and Spirit with Jen, Chris, and DC.
Come on, let's get our praise on.
3 hours of power and praise.
Let me know.
On CKUT 90.3
Yah
FM.
Yah is the same today, yesterday, forever. Call upon his name. Run to his strong tower. The God who calls me friend. He's the Alpha and Omega. Yahweh, Yahweh. Yahweh, 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 God of all creation, Yahweh, author of salvation, Yahweh, I bow before you, you are holy, Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Savior sacrificed his life so we can be together.
is none that compares to you, Father. You are the Alpha, you are the Omega, you are the beginning and the end. I praise and I lift you up, Lord. Be exalted on high, O God. You are holy, and your name is holy, Father.
As promised, we have a very special guest. Montreal's native daughter has returned home, at least for today, in order to talk about what's going on in her life. Apart from her beautiful sister locks, we are going to play her single, Remind Me, right here on Mind, Soul, and Spirit, CKUT 90.3 FM.
Because
that was the song Remind Me, and I was remiss. I just figured everybody knew who I was talking about. That was Michelle Adams, Montreal's songbird, who we have with us this morning. So happy to have you, smelling so, so good.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here once again.
Once again. Yes. What are you doing in town, actually?
I'm actually just here to visit family. It's been a couple of months since I've seen them, so... Yes, I just wanted to spend some time for the long weekend with them.
So, I don't want to get you into any trouble, but are you supposed to be leaving your province because they have so much COVID?
Well, as a single person, I'm allowed to travel.
Oh, okay. Good to know.
So, I'm safe.
So, what's been going on musically with you? I mean, we have your two singles, Remind Me, which we just played. Three. What's the third one?
Come With Me.
Yes.
That was the first one. Yes.
Sorry. So yeah, we have your singles. We kind of see you pop up here and there. We'll hear some music and then somebody will say, isn't that Michelle? Right? Because your voice is so distinctive. But you know, what else is coming up for you? Just you.
Well, I do have a special announcement. Ooh. And there is something to look forward to in the near future, mm-hmm. which will be... finally, my upcoming debut album.
Yay!
So I can officially say that I'm done recording. So
wow.
Everything is going to be worked out. And you all will be the first to know.
Now, I'm a little verklempt because... So Michelle used to do my hair back in the day. And actually back when you were at the other company that I was talking to you about.
Yes.
And I remember asking you, like, what do you want to do with your career? And you looked stunned for a second. You're like, career? I just want to do music.
Yeah.
And it's incredible. Like, I think you said that to me maybe 20 years ago. Because we're getting old now. But how does it feel to be able to make that statement?
It feels... amazing. Honestly, it's something that I've always wanted to accomplish in my life, to just put out not just music, but my story, my testimony. And this album, I'm super excited because it's very personal. You know, there's also a song dedicated to my dad that I wrote. So you're really gonna get a feel of who Michelle Adams is outside of church.
Mm-hmm.
This album represents me 100%.
So you say outside of church. Does that mean that this album will be more inspirational?
Yes, it's more inspirational gospel. So you'll get a bit of everything. I feel like there's a song for everybody on my album. You'll get a bit of church. You'll get a bit of R&B.
Okay.
Bit of soul.
But which is you.
Yes, exactly.
Now, for those who are not familiar with you and your music... people have always wanted you to do the big soprano arias, you know, the Yolandas.
Yes.
And the CCs. And you have always had a bit of a pushback because you're like, that's not actually what I want to sing.
Right.
Now that you're doing your own thing, did you have to do that same pushback with people, with your producers? Like, did they look at you and say, okay, well, this is how we want you packaged? And then you had to go, no. This is who I actually am.
No, actually, my producer, he took the time to get to know who I am as a person. He took the time to understand my voice.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would say 80% of my music was written by him.
Okay.
And I appreciate the journey that we've had because he basically captured exactly who I am without me compromising, you know, myself. To just sound like everybody else.
Now, when we speak about producer, are we talking about Joel?
No, we're talking about Samuel Williams from Sam Sound Production.
Oh.
He is my producer, and I am actually his first artist on his label.
Yeah. Oh, this is so nice.
Yes. It,
so many beginnings, so many new things. Anything else new happening in your life?
Like
I don't know. Listen, the last time I saw you, you were lifting weights on Facebook. So I don't know what else is new.
No, I'm still doing the workout. I mean, obviously we can't go into the gym as we would like.
Yes.
So I'm still trying to do some self-care.
Very popular term these days.
In this pandemic. But no, honestly, right now my focus is the album, getting it out there, promotions and everything like that. So I'm really excited for what's to come.
Okay, we have to wrap this up. Mm-hmm. I have like too many questions. The song dedicated to your father, does it have a country vibe? And is there an acoustic guitar?
There's acoustic, which was a must for my album, and it doesn't necessarily have a country vibe. Aww. But there is a bit of poetry in there.
Okay, second question, this is what we're going to end with. If someone were to offer you the opportunity to do what you do but move back here to Montreal, would you?
If I could bring my producer with me, yes.
Well, folks, if she could bring her producer with her, she would come back to Montreal where she's from. Because we still don't accept the fact that she's 6 hours drive away. We were speaking to Michelle Songbird Adams, who will be releasing her brand new project in a few months, God willing time. Keep her in your prayers and keep supporting Canadian talent. We end the show with, you know what? I know, we had announcements, but I guess it's not going to happen. So we do end the show with Michelle Adams and Extraordinary. Here on Mind, Soul, and Spirit, CKUT 90.3 FM, Montreal. We are here every Sunday morning between the hours of 6 and 9. We love you so very much. Be blessed. Yeah.
Everybody, for tuning in to another episode of Mind, Soul, and Spirit on CKUT 90.3 FM. That was music by Montreal's very own Michelle Adams with Extraordinary. Want to thank all of our donors, our pledgers last week and the week before: Sharon, Roger, Katina, Deborah, Nadine, Janet, Joanne, Angela, Apostle Nana Adu, Sabrina, Angela, Ruben, Pastor Ronald, Stephen, Fabian, Cindy, Gemma, Gassim, Joel, Carl, Roger, Andrew, John, Delroy, Marcia, Shilandra, Paul, Colin, Arlene, Cassie, Thompson, JR, Kimlin. Man, it was a long list of donors and pledgers. Thank you all for supporting CKUT during its annual funding drive. We really, really appreciate it, as we were able to gather $3,300 this year on CKUT. Jen?
All right. Well, another thing that we would invite you to do is support artists online as they're trying to come up with different ways of singing the gospel. So the Resurrection Worship Experience featuring Jackson Chihi, Bridging the Gap, and Kiara Sheard. It's going to happen this Monday at 8 p.m. and it will be live on YouTube at BTG Healing Room. If you just type in Jackson Chihi, you'll find the Healing Room. Also want to say happy birthday to Desi DeLauro, Leona Carthy, Curtis Patterson, and commission member Mitchell Jones. And we would be remiss if we didn't talk about Coming to America King or / Prince Eddie Murphy, who will be turning 60 years old. All right.
That's it.
Oh, that's it. So I did a premature farewell. So I'm going to say it again. Montreal, we really do love you. Be blessed.
Somebody I believe in, hold on to me. When I miss the light, the night is stolen. When I'm slamming all the doors you've opened, hold on to me. Hold on to me. Hold on to me when it's too dark to see you. When I am sure I have reached the end. Hold on to me when I forget I need you. When I don't feel like I'm worth defending. When I'm tired of my pretending, hold on to me. When I start to.
Buenos días y bienvenidos a una nueva edición de Tiempo Latino en las ondas de CKUT 90.3 FM y en el internet en www.ckut.ca en la época de la pandemia.
Good morning and welcome to a new edition of Latin Time on CKUT 90.3 FM and on the internet on www.ckut.ca in times of the pandemic.